A potent area of low pressure has delivered a stormy day to eastern New York and western New England. It's being driven by a strong low-level jet stream, and that has helped to push moisture into the northeast. As a result, there have been areas of moderate to heavy rain today. Additionally, it has been on the breezy side. The worst of the wind looks to be across some of the higher elevations of southern Vermont, the Berkshires, the Taconics, and Litchfield Hills. Those areas are under a wind advisory, but even outside of that wind advisory area, the winds will be gusty at times through the first part of tonight. And even though the wind will ease up late this evening, it'll still be breezy overnight into the day tomorrow. Now, with the rain, there is the potential for some localized flooding as some of these downpours come through. So if you are going to be out on the roads, be extra careful as there are large puddles. Additionally, if you do have a basement that is prone to flooding, you'll want to keep an eye on that as some of these downpours come through. We'll see steady and heavy rain taper to scattered showers tonight. It is going to remain quite mild. We'll see overnight lows largely in the 40s to around 50 degrees. Again, the wind will be pretty gusty this evening. It'll ease up overnight, though it's still going to be on the breezy side. During the day tomorrow, we'll see clouds mix with a little bit of sun, and some passing showers are possible at times. And it's going to be a day that will trend cooler as a cold front comes by. So we'll start the day in the 50s in most of the region. Temperatures will drop off into the 40s during the afternoon, and that wind will still be breezy, turning more to the west as the day moves along. And then by Wednesday, look for highs only in the upper 30s to low 40s, so that'll feel more like a December day, and rather fitting for this time of year. Some passing rain and snow showers are possible. The breeze will make it feel rather chilly as well. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, rain tapering off to scattered showers, breezy and mild, a low around 50. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, breezy, highs in the 50s, temperatures will fall into the 40s during the afternoon. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, breezy and mild, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, breezy with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, rain tapering off to scattered showers, breezy and mild, a low around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, breezy, highs in the 50s, temperatures will drop during the afternoon. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, rain tapering to scattered showers, breezy and mild, a low around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, breezy, with highs in the 50s, temperatures drop into the 40s during the afternoon. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, some passing rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.